Thank you, Catherine, for setting up my sermon so perfectly. I'm guessing for most of you, it's pretty easy to relate to Nicodemus. It's a story we know pretty well. Nicodemus is a Pharisee, a ruler, a member of the Sanhedrin, a leader in the community. As a whole, this group of men, and they were all men, were righteous and sober and pious men who held tight to the letter of the law. They believed what they saw with their eyes. Yet somehow, some way, it appears that Nicodemus was a sympathetic character. He was spiritually open and curious, yet he was also rational. And so he approaches Jesus and tries to understand all that he's seeing. And as much as Nicodemus wants to understand what's going on, he's not ready just yet for the community to know he's questioning things. So rather than come right out in public and ask Jesus some questions, he makes an appointment to see Jesus in the middle of the night. Here is a man better dressed than Jesus, certainly, and better dressed than the friends, and he shows up at night. Sounds like a TV show, doesn't it? And he walks into Jesus, and he wants to assure Jesus, "Now I know you must be sent from God. These things couldn't be happening unless you were sent from God." But this man, who made it his life's work to study the law, the prophets, the scripture, he just doesn't get it. He just doesn't get it. I mentioned that it's probably easy for us to relate to Nicodemus. Excuse me. Not because we're rule followers and leaders, but because for many of us in this day and time, it's easy to kind of compartmentalize our faith. It's easy to say, okay, I want to be in relationship to God, but I don't really need to share that with anyone. I just need to keep that to myself. Who else really needs to know? So I'll come to church on Sunday. I might even come on Wednesday night if it's something I'm interested in. But beyond that, I don't really need people in my business. What I do in the privacy of my church and my home is my business. And we come to Jesus in the dark. And so Nicodemus came to Jesus in the dark and says, "I know you're from God. No one can do the things that you've done apart from God." And Jesus responds with, "You must be born from above." And Nicodemus responds just as most of us probably would have. "How can I be born from above? I was born from my mother." We want literal answers, don't we? We live in a day and time where it's very hard to accept not having answers. Obviously, Nicodemus wanted Jesus to spell things out for him. But I think we've gotten even worse in this day and time with wanting answers. Technology is improving every day. Medicine is improving every day. We're used to finding answers fast. If you give me just a moment, I can get on Google right now and give you the answer to almost anything. And it'll be right, too. If it's on the internet, it's correct. A plane disappeared last week, and we want to know what happened. 50 years ago, we might not have even known the plane had disappeared for a long period of time. Today, we're beside ourselves because we don't know what happened. I watched yesterday as they showed how satellites had been able to track the numerous times the plane had turned and gone different ways, and they could surmise that the plane had been taken over by trained pilots, and so they were trying to avoid detection. We know so much more today than we would have known 5 years ago. Over 200 people have vanished, and yes, it's understandable that people want answers. We want answers to our questions, and we want them now. I feel for the families who have to watch hour after hour of speculation, but I'm sure they can't pull themselves away because they need the information. We've made it very difficult in this day and time to believe anything that we don't have an answer to. Part of being in relationship with Jesus means not having the answers. I don't know about you, but that's not easy for me. Now, I love a good mystery, and I love to watch a good movie or read a good book, but I want an answer in the end. Don't leave me hanging. Nicodemus didn't get the answers he wanted that day, I'm sure. He probably left with more questions than he came with. Jesus made it clear that it wasn't your physical birth that was important, it was your spiritual birth. And I admit, when I hear that term, born again, I'm immediately transported back to my home church and the revivals we had several times a year. And that phrase, as a child, that confused me over and over, you must be born again. But the term actually translated means born from above. We usually think of ourselves from being somewhere, like Kevin talked about in the children's sermon. I usually consider myself from Midwest City, Oklahoma. That's where I spent my growing up days. Actually, I was born in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, in a little private hospital. But when people ask me where I'm from, I say I'm from Midwest City because that's where my heart is connected. That's where I spent the first 18 years of my life. But I feel like Jesus is telling Nicodemus, you need to recognize that you're from above and you need to be connected to that. Yes, you have earthly parents and you have an earthly home for now. But you're here because you're from God, and through me you'll return to God. One of the things I absolutely love about this passage is something we kind of skip over, and we go directly to that passage that we know so well. For God so loved the world. But one of the passages I love so much is that passage that says, The wind comes. And we don't know where it comes from. You know, Jesus didn't get on to Nicodemus for questioning. He certainly did get in a good discussion with Nicodemus. And he might have been a little frustrated that Nicodemus was a spiritual leader and a guide, and he doesn't get it. But he doesn't condemn him for asking the questions. Because asking questions is some of the most important things we do as children of God. In the days after Frances Durden's passing, many people told me of their discussions with her, especially discussions in the Sunday school class. Frances had some pretty strong opinions. And she wasn't afraid to share them. But the wonderful thing was that you could disagree with Frances. She could disagree with her Sunday school teachers, couldn't she? But then she would still be there next Sunday. Because you were learning, and you were growing, and you were questioning together. She didn't always love everything that happened in our service. And she wasn't afraid to share that. But she came every Sunday because we were learning and we were growing and we were questioning together. And I understand that occasionally she even changed some minds. Jesus doesn't condemn Nicodemus. But he does say to Nicodemus, living your faith only in the dark is faulty. It's too small of a faith. It's immature, like being a baby still safe in the mother's womb. We often think about the mother. But guess what? It's pretty traumatic on the child's part also. It's much easier to stay in the womb as babies, taking from God and giving nothing in return. There's nothing easy about declaring your faith in the light of day. I remember a bumper sticker when I was a teenager that said, Christians aren't perfect, just forgiven. I think we sometimes tend to keep our faith hidden because we think people expect us to be perfect if we call ourselves Christians. And we can't live up to those expectations. We need to recognize that the expectations of Jesus is not that of perfection, but one simply of acknowledging Him. Again, I love that part of the passage where Jesus talks about the wind. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. We don't have to understand the mystery of it all. I certainly don't understand the wind. I don't understand where it comes from. I don't understand where it goes once it blows past me. But I certainly believe it when I feel it blow across my skin. My rebirth is not something I fully understand. I know that the relationship I have with Christ has identified me as a child of God, created by God, living with God every day. And I know that God will hold me close forever. My rebirth happens every moment of every day. It requires me to be open and honest and in relationship with God. And it requires me to go through some growing pains as I learn and question and grow. Being born from above opens us to a freedom and love. The wind blows us from place to place, and we don't know when or where those winds will come, but we know we're invited each and every moment to rebirth, to grow our faith in the kind of faith that shines in the darkness and in the light. This has been a week of telling Frances Durden stories, and I think if you live to be 102, you deserve that. So I want to tell you another story about Frances. I met a woman on Tuesday who came up to the church, and She used to live next door to Francis. She was from India and was raised Hindu. One afternoon, maybe 35 years ago, Frances heard a loud scream from her neighbor's backyard. And she did what a normal person would do. She began to run to the neighbor's backyard to find out why she was screaming so loud. And Frances saw at the bottom of the swimming pool the woman's son. And the woman didn't know how to swim. And Frances, without even thinking, jumped into the pool, scooped that little boy up and brought him to the surface and began CPR on him and saved his life. And the woman told me, "You know, she saved my son's life. But more importantly, she saved my life." And I said to the woman, I know it must have been a real relief to see your son breathing again. And how grateful you must be to Francis. And she stopped me. And she said, she saved my life because she told me stories about Jesus. We live afraid sometimes to share with others in the light of the day what gives us comfort and peace and strength. I don't know if Nicodemus ever really got it. I'm assuming because he helped to bury Jesus that he probably did, but we don't know. What we do know is what Jesus wanted. He wanted Nicodemus, and he wanted us to be a witness for him on this earth. To not be ashamed of our relationship with him, to come to him in the light of day, open to searching for and finding some answers and not finding others. May we be seekers together. Amen. And amen.